This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Freddie Mac is in the money. The government-backed mortgage giant just posted very strong earnings. Freddie pulled in $5 billion last quarter, the second largest profit in its history. John Sylvia is chief economist at Wells Fargo. He joins me now to talk Freddie and also Fannie Mae. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So, John, a strong showing from Freddie Mac this morning. Are you surprised to see earnings like this?
No, I think most housing lenders, they really have benefited for the last year or so in terms of the increase in new and existing home sales, as well as the improvement in mortgage originations. So, you know, it seems consistent with, you know, the housing recovery throughout the U.S., especially in some major metropolitan areas, Denver, Dallas, and Los Angeles, and San Francisco.
There's been a lot of talk recently, John, about dissolving Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, including from the president earlier this week. Will this bolster the case to dissolve them, or will this make it more compelling to keep them around?
I don't see getting rid of Fannie and Freddie unless you come up with something else that's going to do a little bit of the same thing. I think the problems for Fannie and Freddie in the past have really been asking those institutions to do too much, especially lending and changing the credit standards, et cetera. It's like, you know, you can have too much ice cream. And I think we may have asked Fannie and Freddie to do too much in the past. But when you keep their charter focused on secondary mortgage markets and providing liquidity with decent credit standards, I think they have an essential function to play in the U.S. economy.
John Sylvia is the chief economist for Wells Fargo. John, thank you.
You're welcome.